Hometown Christian Radio 3WC, good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My guest tonight, Congresswoman Virginia Fox. And Congresswoman, as always, it's great to have you with us on the program tonight.
Always great to be with you, Angela. Thank you. Thanks for all the good you do.
Well, bless your heart. We appreciate that. And I know last month when we were talking, I was kind of ranting and raving, so I appreciate you putting up with that. Tonight is the State of the Union address from our president. It's kind of delayed. And I wasn't too sure exactly how I wanted to start this. I want to ask you about our State of the Union, but before we get into the nuts and bolts and the economy part of it, how is the state of our nation in other ways? For example, it seems like we're having difficulty getting anyone to work with anyone on any issue. It's kind of my way or the highway for everybody, and I don't know. It seems like everyone is ill. I'm thinking about the Catholic boys that were in the Walk for Life in Washington,
right.
D.C., and that was just a total debacle. The original video that was shown was just snippets and made the boys look like they were at fault for something, which they were not, as it turns out. And their lives were threatened by people in Hollywood, by news media people said terrible things about them. They had to close the school. They had to have police around the school when the boys finally got back to school. Where are we right now in this country? We've got New York that has passed the abortion up to birth laws. Just your feelings on where we are.
Well, in terms of what happened at the March for Life, you know, we have trouble getting the news media to ever give any attention to the March for Life. They'll follow the March for Women ad infinitum, but the March for Life, which I think had its 47th year this year, I can't remember the exact number of years, but they just ignore it. Well, this year they made up something, and we know that's what the news media does a lot. That's what we call fake news, Angela. That's exactly what the president talks about all the time.
And the media continues to prove that he's right in that area.
Exactly. And those poor students did absolutely nothing wrong. They did what they could to diminish the problem. And they were vilified by everybody. Now I understand there's going to be a lawsuit against those people, and I think that is great. It is time,
yes, I agree,
that the right gets a backbone and pushes back on those kinds of things. And let's see. You know, my daddy once told me, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Well, he was right, and especially in today's society.
Exactly. And so that advice is good. In terms of the abortion bills, the infanticide bills is what I call them, in New York and Virginia, I just made a five-minute speech about that. Angela, our culture is going down a very, very dangerous path.
Yeah, we really are.
A very dangerous path. And as I said in my comments, it's very important for the left to begin to ask itself if it devalues unborn life at such a high level, where is it going to go next? And, you know, Niebuhr said, you know, they came for the Catholics and I didn't speak up because I wasn't Catholic. They came for the Baptists. I didn't speak up because I wasn't Baptist. They came for the carpenters, I didn't speak up, and then they came for me, and there was no one left.
Yeah.
We have to really worry about this. I mean, I've worried about it for a long time. When you devalue one kind of life, the unborn, it leads very easily to devaluing all life.
Well, the scary thing is, Congresswoman, people have said this for years, and everybody just kind of blow it off, but this is the truth now.
It is.
If Planned Parenthood were sponsoring killing puppies, they would have been run out of business a long time ago.
Absolutely. And you know, Angela, that very same woman in Virginia who sponsored that bill to kill babies sponsored a bill to save caterpillars the same day. And again, it is scary.
Okay,
that is happening.
You and I'm going to ask a logical question here, and sometimes we have discussions about that. But you and I are Christians, and you've been fighting against abortion for as long as I can remember, even
right.
when you were on a state level. But if you take Christianity, God, out of the equation, if you take politics, being a Democrat or Republican, out of the equation, I want somebody there that is for this bill to explain to me how this is not murder. In logical terms, I want you to tell me how this is not flat-out murder. I'm sorry, but my brain cannot conceive.
Well, Angela, they just won't answer that question. They will say this is for the woman's health. Well, we know the studies show that women are very damaged by having an abortion, sometimes moments after the abortion, years later, days later, months later. Almost all women regret having that abortion. That's much worse for their mental health and their overall health than going ahead and having the child, and if they can't rear that child alone, give it to somebody who's desperate for a child who can't have
one. Well, now, see, I have talked to the director here at our local Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center,
right.
and you've met Susan. She says there is a stigma attached to young girls who carry a child and give it up for adoption, but there is no stigma attached for a young girl who has an abortion. In other words, her peers will support her in an abortion, but they will not support her in giving her child up for adoption.
How sick are we in this country?
Honestly, it's getting scarier by the day. It really is.
Yes, it is. And we also know that there are more abortions among African Americans than there are live births now. This is a very serious issue.
Well, it is, and I'm fascinated. One, that our media is not covering this at all, what was said in Virginia, where
right.
the governor made it almost sound like that, if the child comes out alive with an abortion, well, we're just going to let it lay there, and we're going to discuss whether we ought to kill it or not. It was kind
right.
of the synopsis of what he said. But
now, and very cool and calm about it.
Well, again, we're in a very sick, scary society. Moving on to some other things, the State of the Union is tonight. A lot of things are happening on the world stage right now. The president announced, or actually our Secretary of State announced, that the U.S. is moving out of the INF treaty with Russia because Russia has not been going by this treaty for the past 5 or 6 years.
Right. So why have a treaty? Why tie our hands when Russia isn't? You know, and Vladimir Putin spoke up and said, oh, well, I'll just start making missiles now. Now, if anybody believes that,
he's already
I have
them.
Some swamp land in New Mexico to sell them. I mean, unbelievable the bravado of that guy, the hubris of him, the hypocrisy of him. I can't say enough. But you know what, Angela? The president, I think, is right in doing this.
I agree.
Let's not have a sham agreement here. Let's just be honest. There's an article today in the Wall Street Journal saying Trump's foreign policy critics are losing. They are. He's being criticized by lots and lots of people for what he's doing. But you know, Angela, he's winning on the things that he's doing.
You keep hearing from the Democrats how we're losing friends on the world stage, but all of NATO was supportive of what the president did concerning this INF treaty.
Right. And NATO countries admitted they aren't putting enough money into the NATO budget and said they would cough up a little bit more money. So the president states the obvious. You know, he's not always necessarily smooth. He's not diplomatic a lot of times.
He's not politically correct at all, most.
Not a try. But you know what? The American people love it because they're tired of the namby-pamby comments made by people. And I believe in most cases he's going to be found to be right. It's just like where we are with the economy right now. The president fought really, really hard to reduce rules and regulations, and he fought very hard along with Speaker Ryan to pass the tax cut bill. And look what's happening. I mean, our economy is just absolutely booming. Last month, over 300,000 jobs created when they were expecting half that many to be created. So we're in what we're calling an era of opportunity. There's opportunities for individuals. There's opportunities for business. There's opportunities for industry. It's the longest period of continuous job growth on record. The stock market is up. It goes up and it goes down, and we all know that.
It always has, yeah.
That's right. But the U.S. economy's gained 5.3 million more jobs since the president was elected. Unemployment continues to go down, down, down. Wages are rising. First time in 8 years, wages have gone up. I think almost every quarter since the president became elected.
Congresswoman, according to Chuck Schumer, our economy is in disarray and the president needs to do something.
Well, I don't know who Chuck Schumer's talking to. You know, there are people who talk only to each other and they reinforce negative stereotypes, but that's what Schumer's situation is. Schumer, I really can't be generous about it. The Democrats are just promoting fake news. Let me just put it that way. That's as generous as I can be.
Well, that's it. If you say the wrong thing enough, the media will report it, and then you can say,
right.
See there, it was in the media, so it must be true.
That's right. That's exactly right. They think if you repeat something often enough, it'll become true. It's not. It can't.
What about the China trade deals? It sort of looks like that's going in our way as well. Do you have any information on what's going along with the China trade deal negotiations?
I don't have any more than what we know publicly, but I agree with you. I think that the president is going to come out of this ahead. I think it'll be important for the American people for him to come out of this ahead. Again, you know what the Democrats do? Is they make everything them versus Trump, them versus Trump.
Yeah.
They want to deny him policies. But what they're doing is trying to deny the American people. And that's something we need to talk more about. You know, if the president were wrong, I'd say so. When President Bush was wrong, I said so.
Yes,
I would disagree with him. But President Trump has been right on everything so far. Now, again, does he speak the same way everybody else speaks? No. But guess what? He gets to the nub of the issue most of the time. All of the fol-de-rol goes away, and you get right down to the nubbins of it. And he's following his instincts. And, you know, I really resent the news media did this to both President Bushes. They did it to Ronald Reagan, and they're doing it to President Trump. They've tried to make them look like they're dumb people. They did that to Reagan in spades.
Yeah.
Again, they did it to both President Bushes. And that's just not the case. And I want to see the president be successful, not because of who the president is, but because his heart is with the American people. That's what he wants the American people to be successful. He doesn't have to be any more successful. He's made his name for himself. What he wants now is for the United States of America, and we should all be pulling for him. Instead, the Democrats are desperate for him to fail.
Pelosi and Schumer seem to be just dead set, no matter what, they are going to stand against this president. Even
right.
If it, as you say, if it hurts our country, if it hurts the American people. Now,
right.
I can remember when Obama was president, if anyone said anything they were the ones who immediately would scream, how dare you go against the president? If he fails and the country fails, why would you want the country to fail? But that is right. Exactly right now. They really, I think they would really be happy if the economy would fall apart, if everything would be horrible, if we would be, I hate to say this, but if we'd be attacked again, and so they could blame everything. But here's the thing, if we lose this country, what do these leaders think they're going to be leaders of?
I don't know, Angela. It is impossible to put myself into their heads thinking the way they do.
No, please don't. That could give you a headache.
No. Well, it's just like we couldn't imagine what the terrorists were thinking of when they ran those airplanes into the Trade Center and into the Pentagon. Nobody in our world could ever conceive of such a horrible thing to be done. I can't conceive of where the Democrats come from. I have never been able to think the way they think. I believe this is the greatest country in the world. I believe God gave us this country to be a light, shining light on the hill, and that it's up to us to keep it that way as long as we possibly can.
Are they working right now on anything really about immigration, border wall or fence or whatever they want to call it now? Are there any Democrats that's breaking away that actually wants a deal, or is this just going to be a Schumer-Pelosi, it's no way?
You know, there are various Democrats, a lot of Democrats, who have said, yes, we need walls or a wall, we need walls, we need fences. Many of them have done that. We'll just have to see. As most people understand, Nancy Pelosi rules with an iron fist.
Yes, she does.
They are scared to death of her. And when people ask me, well, why don't Republicans stick together? But Republicans are not threatened. Our leadership never threatens our members like Nancy Pelosi threatens her members. We're told, you vote your conscience first, you vote your district second. That's the way it is on our side of the aisle. It's not that way with them. They're told, you vote the way we tell you. That's the way the Democrats think. They want the world to operate like that. They want, you know, bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. to tell us what to think, how to think, what to do, how to do it, and follow the dictates of either a bureaucratic class or, you know, the world controllers, they're called, I think, in Brave New World or 1984. There's a little small group of people that control everything else that goes on. I'm not for that at all.
Well, in our final comments here, what do you think will come from the speech tonight? Or what are you expecting from the president? And quite frankly, maybe what are you expecting from the other side?
Well, I'm expecting the other side to totally ignore anything positive that's said in this speech, totally ignore it. But I'm hoping the president will continue to offer a vision for the United States. I hope he will go over and over and over again all the positive statistics that are out there about where we are in this country, the number of people working, the increased wages, all the positive things that are going on. And that's what we need to do. We need a spirit of optimism. And you know, the Bible says, without a vision, the people will perish. Well, the president can give the people a vision. He can share his vision of the world with them. And hopefully it will take. And I do think, Angela, that things like these horrible, horrible abortion bills are beginning to pull back the curtain as to the agenda of the radical left in this country. They are radical. They want to kill babies, basically.
Yeah.
And we've never had that situation in our country. They want to take away your right to choose your health care. They want to take away your right to drive whatever car you want to drive. They're just willy-nilly taking away the people's rights. And we know when the government grows, the rights of the people are shrunk.
Well, I sincerely hope we're not headed towards socialism and Venezuela, but it seems like we do have some leaders in Washington who are leaning that way. But anyway, Congresswoman Fox, thank you for your hard work and for standing on the right side. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Angela. God bless you.
You too. Have a great evening.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.